For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Grayson Myers, senior forward out of Fargo, North Dakota. And first of all, Grayson, you came in your freshman year. There were five of you. There's four of you left. Two of you are healthy and playing. But talk about what you and these three other seniors in your class, what you're most proud of in your time here at BSU.
Yeah, you know, it's been awesome getting to do these past 4 years with my class. And, you know, it's fun just getting to meet each incoming class as they kind of come in and, you know, take them under your wing a little bit. And I know, like, especially last year with the sophomores, now they were freshmen last year. We really tried to kind of get them incorporated into the team with, we did Taco Tuesdays at our house, and just kind of getting to, you know, meet girls that way and kind of get to know them better and then incorporate that into like the on-ice hockey aspect. It's really just been fun to kind of form a cohesive team.
Well, you, Claudia Verkirky, Lexi Baker, and Ellie Mosier, obviously 4 years have gone by. How close-knit are you four?
Very close. We live together in Treehouse. And so, you know, we go home from the rink every night together. And a lot of the times we're all cooking dinner at the same time. And, you know, it's fun just getting to kind of live with your classmates.
Well, you've also got four super seniors that decided to come back this year. A little different dynamic, obviously, with the COVID situation, but they've already been honored. But Lydia, Paige, Linda, and Kerrigan, what have they meant for you?
They're awesome. I mean, I'm super close with all of them. And so just, you know, them being able to come back and being able to have another year with them was special, but also, you know, they just bring so much to the team. And so they're really awesome in that way as well.
Okay. Last weekend, your team had to play number one Minnesota. Tough battle Friday. Saturday, you guys come out and take them 1-1 into the second period. They score quick. 15 seconds later, you're putting the puck in the net. That was a quick reply. What was it about last Saturday that your team was able to answer them quickly like that?
Yeah, you know, I think we played pretty well the first couple of periods on Friday. And so it was kind of disappointing to come away with a 7-0 loss. And, you know, just turning the page to Saturday, we really tried to focus on, you know, just taking it one period at a time and, you know, responding to them however they come out, but also, you know, taking our game to them.
Well, Coach talked about how your team is so battle tested. You guys have played, obviously, the top teams in the country. The WCHA has always been one of the best leagues in the country. You play number two Ohio State this weekend. You've played them in some great games over the years. What are you hoping your team can do this weekend at home?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously you hope for a sweep, but, you know, any type of win would be good with me. You know, we've lost some tough ones this year, and I think that, you know, we can contend with any team in the league, and, you know, just being able to show that would be awesome.
All right. On a personal note, what's your favorite memory of your time here at BSU?
Oh, gosh. I definitely think when we swept Ohio at home.
Favorite road trip?
I like the Wisconsin one.
That one's always fun. I like Wisconsin. What are your plans after graduation?
I hope to attend medical school.
Where did you apply? Can you tell us?
Just the University of North Dakota. So kind of all my eggs in one basket, but I wanted to stay close to home.
Have you watched any of the winter games, hockey, figure skating, anything?
I've watched a lot of them, but I have to say my favorite has been the curling.
Awesome. Okay. Have you ever curled before?
No, I have not.
You have the opportunity to come back for a fifth year. Are you even considering it?
Yeah, it's definitely a thought. And really, you know, I think hockey's not going to be forever. And so I think, you know, you kind of have to think, what are you going to do after you're done with hockey? And, you know, I decided to apply to medical school really even before I knew we were going to have the ability to come back for a fifth year. And so I kind of just followed through with it. And so now I'm kind of a waiting game to see what happens.
What is your aspiration in the medical industry? What do you want to be?
As of right now, I think like a primary care physician, okay. But you know, I think it'll definitely change.
All right. What's it going to take for your team to get a win or two this weekend?
We just got to come out there, you know, play Beaver hockey, think defense first, but also, you know, not be afraid to kind of have to work for offense and just hope it goes our way.
I hope it does too. Thanks, Grayson. Good luck. Enjoy senior weekend.
Thank you.